And that's why I think we have to ensure that we eventually, so who are working to benefit refugees and the host communities. And that's why I think we have to ensure that we eventually allow the refugees to have access to sources of energy that are sustainable and meet their needs, and that help them allow the refugees to have access to sources of energy that are sustainable and meet their needs, and that help them to have more autonomy, to gain training and create employment, to have more autonomy, to gain training and create employment. So I want to renew my central message on behalf of the government. We must face and take on this challenge. Renew my central message on behalf of the government. We must face and take on this challenge of greening humanitarian action. It's a considerable challenge, we've already heard, but it is something that is within reach of greening humanitarian action. It's a considerable challenge, we've already heard, but it is something that is within reach. This meeting is a first step along the way, and I'm sure that many more will take place. And so this meeting is a first step along the way, and I'm sure that many more will take place. And so France proposes that we organize, along with the partners who are here who wish to do so, we would like to hold a workshop in Paris. Next year, to ensure that we follow up on this work. Thank you.
So you've just heard the policy view from, of course. Paris Climate Accords, despite, unfortunately, the lack of progress we saw at this year's COP. And now we're going to the Paris Climate Accords, turn to the field view from a country that is hosting hundreds of thousands of Syrian refugees, and that is, of course, Jordan. And I remember back in 2013 when I was in Za'atari camp, which is home to many of the refugees there. There was even at that time a debate about how to provide services in a much more sustainable way, and instead of trucking water, can we not build the network of pipes and so on. How things have evolved since then, and it's my pleasure to introduce Ambassador Khaled Al-Shawabke, who is the head of the international relations here. At the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Expatriates in Amman.
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen,